My name is Linda Cerf. I've been in the real estate business since 1981, and I work out of Columbia, Maryland. Well, essentially, we've been in a boom market for the last 5 years, and I was becoming, I use top producer 7i, and I was being bombarded with leads from one of my websites, and I was spending 3 to 4 hours a day inputting them into 7i, and that's not something I enjoy doing. So I started looking, I think it was on Reuters site, Mr. Internet site, and read a few of the resumes he had posted there and decided to send out an email request to 3 or 4 people to see what kind of response time I would get. And so essentially I did that, and of the 4 that I sent out, the one that I'm currently using emailed me back within the hour. The other one emailed me back 3 days later, and I didn't hear from the other 2. So then once I got a feel for the woman that I hired, I interviewed her briefly, and then she gave me several references of other agents in the area, in the nation, that had done work for her. So I talked to, 3 or 4 of her referrals and felt pretty comfortable with her. And then as time went on, I gave her small projects to do, and she was very proficient in it. And then I gave her more labor-intensive, a little more complex projects to do, and she performed them very effectively. And at one point, she was actually screening my web leads and making contact with them initially, and then she would send them packages out for me. Then she would put all that information into Top Producer 7i and key it up so when I got ready to work in the morning, I knew everybody I needed to contact. I get 40 to 60 leads a month at the top of the market, and it was just too much for me to handle. I had hired one buyer's agent, but I didn't want to have my buyer's agents have access to my entire database. So I had a non-compete clause with my virtual assistant so that she wouldn't work with anybody else in the state of Maryland. I guess I felt more comfortable. I'm paying quite a bit an hour, but I felt more comfortable with virtual because she's like a constant person. I guess I've had the one I have now for 1.5 years, maybe longer. And we've adjusted work schedules. We've tweaked different projects. But I'm finding that she's available pretty much when I'm busier, she's available for more hours. And that works for my business quite a bit. Plus, I just do not like typing anymore, and I'd rather be on the phone dealing with the client directly or showing property or supervising my buyer's agents. I don't want the clerical support, which 7i works really well for that because she can be on that and put information in and then key me up, and I have everything available to me. Well, when my web leads come into my email, I have a subfolder in my, it's not Outlook, it's a virtual web server, and I'll put a subfolder, and one will say new input into Top Producer, another one will say new market watch, new home loan request, new success website, whatever website it happens to be. So in the morning, I'll go through my personal email and sort it out and put it in the various categories that I want her to do. And then she's in Central Time. I'm in Eastern Time, which is nice. So she's an hour behind me, which is great because that means she can call late into the evening when I am, you know, not as willing to work. So essentially, she'll go in, and the ones that just say input into Top Producer might be a response to some of the emails I'm getting. About 200 to 300 emails a day that are business-related, and she'll sort through those and put them into Top Producer and then key them up in that system for me to call them or for me just to be aware of what she's done. If I have a new inquiry, she'll send out full packages discussing, it'll have things in about our team, about my CRS membership. It'll have our resumes in it. It will have information about Howard County, if that's what they requested. We work in 6 counties, but Howard is our primary area. So she'll put all of that in. So we've shipped out a lot of supplies to her. We have, like, newsletters that she'll put in the packages, and she'll either FedEx it or send it by standard post. She'll even follow it up with a personal handwritten note from me that she writes. talking about whatever the potential client was interested in. For instance, if the client says, I'm looking for a great school district. So she'll put a little note, she'll say, I understand, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that you're really looking for a great school district in the Howard County area, and be assured that we'll focus on that when you arrive in town. So it makes it really pretty much seamless. It keeps me out of it until actually I meet with the client. She sets the same clients up in a get response account that will send messages from me every 7 to 10 days, little newsletters, tips in real estate. So she puts them all into that. She sets them up on my automatic email server so that if someone says, I'm looking for a 3-bedroom between 400,000 and 500,000, she'll key that up on my other web server, and it'll send things to them as they request, either weekly or every day or whatever they say they want. So she does a lot of that, and it's pretty funny because a lot of times it's so much of my business is done virtually now that I'll get a call from, you know, again, John Smith and say, hey, Linda, I really appreciate all that you've done for me. I've gotten all these great houses, and thank you for the newsletters. And I've never talked with John Smith. I've never met with John Smith. I've not emailed John Smith, but he believes that he's hearing directly from me, which is a real plus because as they come into town, then we have a relationship already built that I've essentially has delegated off to someone else and to computers.